The storm is expected to hit late Monday in northern and central California and move to southern California early Tuesday. David Lawrence is with the National Weather Service.
This storm is very likely to produce widespread heavy rainfall, bringing the potential for additional flooding in many areas of the state. We will also see very heavy snowfall above the 7,000 to 8,000 foot level, as well as very strong winds across many areas of the state. Those winds could produce some tree damage and power outages as well.
A levee breach in Monterey County is being blamed on heavy rains over the weekend. It prompted evacuation orders for thousands. The State Office of Emergency Services said today that 20 swift water emergency teams have been positioned in 10 counties ahead of the storm. Jeremy Arich is manager of the Division of Flood Management at the California Department of Water Resources. He said teams determined the area around the Monterey levee was unsafe on Friday.
The flood fighting crews determined it was no longer safe to continue operations, so they cleared the area. And the levee there in Pajaro River failed shortly after emergency crews cleared the site.
Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency Sunday in Calaveras, Del Norte, Kings, San Benito, and San Joaquin counties. The declaration allows for more resources to those areas. Governor Newsom has declared emergencies in 34 counties overall during these winter storms. This storm is expected to slam into the Sierra Mountains overnight Monday. It's expected to bring even more snow in higher elevations and high winds. Department of Water Resources climatologist Michael Anderson said the state's snowpack is reaching levels not seen since the late 1960s.
We're getting close right now to estimates we have for the 1969 pack, which was also a big flood year in central southern part of the Sierra and lower elevation communities. So we're seeing that very similar pattern to what we saw back in 69.
The recent rain, combined with incoming rain, has increased concerns about floods and mudslides. Forecasters expect flooding along parts of the Consumnes and Tuolumne rivers. Officials are also monitoring flood levels at the Sacramento and American rivers. Forecasters warn people to stay clear of fast-moving waterways. Again, Jeremy Arich with the Department of Water Resources.
Heed all warnings from local emergency response entities. If you're asked to evacuate, folks need to evacuate for their safety and their families.
Monterey County officials said that overall 90 rescues had been completed since Friday. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.